Mayor Steve Genesot provided updates on the ongoing Main Street redevelopment. The project will see portions of Main and Wells Streets converted into pedestrian-friendly spaces, with new performance lawns, public restrooms, and visitor amenities. Parking spaces along these streets will be temporarily unavailable during construction. In other business, an inspection of the City Hall elevator revealed a failing cylinder requiring full replacement. While one service provider, TK Elevator, confirmed the issue, a third-party cone was also brought in to discuss repair and decommissioning options.
The results did confirm the cylinder is failing. It does require full replacement. Main points, Otis Elevator, the current provider, they gave us an estimate for replacement cylinder as well as cleanup of the pit. Cost to replace the cylinder with some of the add-ons are $90,000, redrilling about $100,000.
The condition of the City Hall elevator is one reason the city's looking to relocate the City Hall offices. An option being looked at is the library building at the UWGB Marinette campus, which has its pros and cons. Alderman Rick Paulzine.
Okay, so those who love the campus, the library stays the same. On the outside, it looks the same. Now, the parking lot, the impact of the parking lot, we will see, but that depends on the county's decision on what they're going to do with us. Would they even agree to what we're proposing, and what they want to do with the rest of the campus? So some of these things aren't knowable until we make some decisions. But just keep it in perspective. This is 15 administrative people going to the library. This isn't hundreds of people like we've had around there before. So I hear you, but let's talk some facts about what is actually going to be out there in terms of population.
Council members have asked Bolt to review the current city facilities and provide price estimates for potential upgrades, emphasizing their commitment to serving the Marinette community's best interests. For Bay Cities Radio, I'm Melissa Ebsch.